The Australian pear and apple industry is facing dark times with a decline in consumption and an increasing number of severe weather events. Apple and Pear Australia Limited is determined to increase sales as part of a strategy to improve viability for growers. Thomas Kudus asked Jeremy Griffith, Head of Advocacy and Industry at Apple and Pear Australia Limited, what are the key factors contributing to the decline in apple and pear consumption in Australia?
Well, the biggest challenge for apples and pears is they compete in the snack category. And so it's not just fruit apples and pears compete with, it's all snacks. So you think about chips, you think about chocolate, you think about yogurts and drinks. And you think about the explosion in those categories over the last 10, 15 years. And so every time there's a new product, they're going to be competing with apples and pears and other fresh fruit. So that's a big challenge for the sector. Now, to be fair to apples, apples have been quite resilient. Per capita consumption has been hanging in pretty consistently for a long period of time. We've probably seen a bit of a softening of the pear consumption, which is a concern and certainly something that we want to focus on. I think the general view, however, obviously vested interest from growers, we'd love the Australians to eat more apples and pears. But I think from a national policy point of view, I think Australians eating more fresh fruit and vegetables from think of obesity, health, diabetes, it would be in our interest. And certainly, I think the alternative snack ones can have very high levels of sugar, which is an unnecessarily great outcome for the health position of the country.
How can the industry better engage domestic consumers to reverse flattening apple sales and declining pear demand?
Yeah, I think we're becoming a lot more health conscious. I think people should become aware of the actual health benefits of eating fresh fruit and vegetable consumption. I think it's important to know that with apples and pears, 99.9% of apples and pears are grown in Australia. So they're all domestically produced. And they are all major orchards in the major states. So when you eat fresh fruit and vegetables, it's been sourced out of Australia. We have very good environmental standards for growing and quality standards for growing our fruit and vegetables. So that's a great tick. It's all domestically grown. It creates jobs and it's good for people's health. So I think that message, the more we talk about that message and promote that, and we would certainly like the federal government to help promote that message because we think it's in their interest. I think if we had a healthier population, we'd certainly see a significant reduction in our health costs. So there is a vested interest of the federal government to get on board to help promote the healthy consumption of apples and pears.
So what diversification strategies are growers adopting to stabilise income beyond seasonal harvests?
Well, I'm aware of growers, some growers who will try and diversify, but one of the interesting challenges of growing apples and pears is that it takes between 5 and 7 years to commercially establish an orchard. So once you've gone, and it costs a lot of money, you can spend up to $350,000 per hectare just to get your orchard to a commercially viable position. So once you've invested that money into your orchards, there's not a lot of alternative. If I'm growing carrots, I can switch to potatoes. Seasonality, very easy thing to do. You can't do that with apple and pear. So it is a challenge for apple and pear growers just to change course. But there are certainly growers who are doing other things. But, specialising in growing apples and pears is probably where your competitive advantage is. So it's a challenging thing for growers to diversify. I think one of the best things we can look to do is actually start developing export markets. By developing export markets, it means that the Coles and Woolies won't necessarily just have the monopoly on consumption or buying apples in this country. So hopefully growers can get a commercial return or a better return so they can invest more into their crops and also promoting their produce.
Now, I understand that Apple and Pear Australia Limited are releasing a 5-year strategy. What are the main pillars of this 5-year strategy to revitalise the apple and pear industry?
Yeah, so one of the first things we want to do is make sure the growers is providing a lot of data. So, we started a national orchard census. So we want to know where all the orchards are in the country so growers can know what varieties are in so they can start to match up supply to demand. So we kind of get the AC Nielsen home scan data so we can predict to say, look, in the next 4 to 5 years, we're going to see an oversupply to demand. So the growers can make informed decisions on what they want to plant. What we don't want is an oversupply or an undersupply. So that's a very important thing, to be able to the growers to make very informed decisions on that. The other issue that we really want to focus on is developing export markets, because by developing export markets, that we can, you know, they'll have a better chance of negotiating a fair and reasonable price from the supermarket. So that's a really key component of what we're trying to do. And the third thing is that we are really, given the dominant, the oligopoly position of the supermarkets, so we want the government to level the playing field as best they can.
Jeremy Griffith, Head of Advocacy and Industry at Apple and Pear Australia Limited, speaking there with Thomas Cooters.